Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is September the 3rd, our Wednesday Daily Bread. Welcome, all of you that come to the filling station, to the oasis, to the booth camp, and to the rivers of living water. How we thank you so much that you are hungry and you want to come and listen to the Word of God and get filled up with His Word for the rest of the week. So we want to say thank you so much. Father, we just give you all the glory and the honor. We exalt you, Father. We magnify your name. We worship you, Father God. And we realize that we are nothing without you, Father. Christ in me and me in Christ. In Christ, I have everything I would ever need. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing damaged. And I thank you so much, Father, for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that we are not helpless. We're not left alone. The greater one, the Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us forever, the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever, 24/7. We're never alone. So I want to say thank you, another day of living in the light of your Word, in your authority, power, and ability. Thank you so much. I live long, we live long, and we live strong, and we're full of God's vitality and power and strength. So I just want to say thank you for joining us once again on our daily bread that we like to give to all of you, whether it's in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening, whenever you listen to this message. May this message encourage you and strengthen you and let you know how much God loves you and how much we love you and how much we appreciate you coming and listening to the Word of God. That means you love God, you love His Word, and you know that without His Word, you would not be alive. So we just want to say thank you once again. And today we're going to be reading on daily healing bread. So the ones that already know me, you know I love to read about healing. I like to preach on healing. I like to give you words of encouragement to keep your body healed, because if we're not walking in wholeness and in healing and in health, we're no good for nobody. God can't even use us. So we want to stay healthy, whole, and healed. And God's Word is medicine to all our flesh. The Word of God, the eternal, living, everlasting Word, is medicine and health to all our flesh. And if we continue to read His Word, we find out what we have in Christ. The enemy may try to come against us with sickness and disease, because he's the oppressor. He's the one that brings us sickness, not God. God is the one that heals us. So we always resist symptoms that try to come. As soon as they come, you feel in your body, you come against it. Say, no, you don't. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. I am healed, I am whole, and I walk in divine health. Everything that God has is divine, 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 in Jesus' name. Today we're going to be speaking on the presence of God. Don't you love the presence of God? The presence of God is in us 24/7. It says the power of God is present. God's power is always present. Amen? And that power is in you. And it's flowing in your body, and it's healing you now in the name of Jesus. God's power is in you, and it's present, and it's flowing in your body, and it heals you now, and it heals me now. Amen? Hallelujah. My enemies are turned back. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. And don't you know the sickness and disease, any symptoms that are of the devil and of the curse, they are your enemies, and they're God's enemies, and we take them as our enemies, and all those sickness and disease are turned back. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. Psalms 9:3. Heaven is my destination. Can I hear an amen? Heaven is my destination, but His presence is my companion for the journey. Amen. His presence, the Holy Spirit in us, is our companion for the journey. We're not left alone. He said His presence goes before us, just like Moses. Moses wanted to see God, but He says, my presence will go in front of you. It will go behind you. It will go on the left and on the right. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. The place of absolute ongoing victory is in His presence. Amen. The place of absolute ongoing victory is found in only one place, the presence of God. And guess what? The presence of God is in you. It'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. The presence of God is not a feeling. It's a place. Even though we do feel His presence. Amen. Don't get me wrong. When we are in that place, there is the feeling of His presence. We are not to seek feelings. Amen. We don't. We sense His presence. Amen. Rather, we are always to seek to be found in that place. Where is that place? It is the place to which we mount when our thoughts and mouths are full of His word. It's the realm we move into when He is all we allow our eyes to look upon. And what realm is that? The spiritual realm. The natural realm is all around us, but even in the natural, we can say we can go to a higher flow. Amen. In the realm of the spirit, we don't have to flow in this world's ways or system. We are in a higher system, and we're in the kingdom of God. So we always flow above the world system, a world census, and the natural census. Amen? It is a realm that God called us to be, in the spirit realm. It's the realm we move into when He is all we allowed our eyes to look upon. It's the place we abide in when we are more conscious of Him than of those around us. It's life in the spirit realm, life in the spirit. How does one live in that place? Complete surrender is the road that takes us there. We surrender our life. Many people and many Christians, sons, daughters of God, they don't want to completely surrender to God's will. But you know what? I surrender all. I rather surrender my whole life and everything, my decisions, where I'm to go, whatever I'm supposed to say. I surrender all. And you know what? When we completely surrender to the Lord, it is the road that takes us there in His presence. It's a road with no shortcuts. The road surrounded by distractions that would try to divert us. Amen? But most of all, it's a narrow road. And you know the narrow road leads to heaven and to God's presence. On this journey, we are not left alone. We have a guide, the precious Holy Spirit, who leads the way. Heaven is our destination. Can I hear an amen? Amen. But His presence is our companion for the journey. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He reveals things and shows us things in our life that must be discarded and stripped away if the journey is to continue. And all of us have things that need to be discarded and stripped away for us to continue in the journey that He has for us. Amen. And the course to run, the assignment, His plan, His race that He called each one of us. He helps us clear from our view things that would cloud the vision of our destination. And our destination is what? Heaven. Hallelujah. He walks with us and in us. He walks with us and in us, leading and guiding us to heaven. Forever remain in His presence of God. To forever remain in the presence of God, His presence is our companion for the journey. For God's guidance to be effective, this companion, the Holy Spirit, must be talked to, worshipped, adored, and trusted. The more this is done, the more real he becomes to us, because we have a sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We talk to the Holy Spirit. We talk to God. We talk to Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. When instructions from the enemy try to block our way, we remain hidden in his presence, and our enemies fall at his presence. They have to. They cannot come in the presence of God. They will fall to their knees. Amen? It is any wonder at all that Psalms 91:10 says, Psalms 91:10 says, "There shall no evil befall you or me, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, neither shall any disease or sickness or plague come nigh your dwelling." That means your body, your house, or wherever you're at. It will not come near you. As long as we stay hidden in his presence, we cannot be found by the enemy. For no evil can pass beyond his presence to reach us. As Psalms 23:6 states, "His presence shall be my dwelling place." Let's repeat that. His presence shall be my dwelling place. His presence shall be my dwelling place. His presence shall be my dwelling place. Fear no evil, only fear not being found in his presence. That is so good. Fear no evil, but fear not being found in his presence, because that's where the enemy comes against us. He finds us and he will come and attack. Let's stay in the presence of God. Amen? We are to be in his presence. His presence dwells in us. Aren't you glad that his presence dwells in us? He says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and I am so glad, because I know I'm never alone, and neither are you. And don't ever think that you are alone, because God will never leave you nor forsake you. You may leave him, but he'll never leave you. You may walk away from him, but he will not walk away from you. He'll be standing right there where you left him. So let's stay faithful and say, "God, you are my dwelling place. God, you are my dwelling place." And in your dwelling and in your presence, no evil shall touch me. No evil shall come near my body or my home or my family, because I stay hooked up with the presence of God, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in me forever. Amen. Let's look at Psalms 18:1-2, Psalms 18:1-2. "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." I'll read it again. "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." Amen, amen. And I'll leave you with this too. "I have the power to enjoy life free from disease." Think about it and say it. I have the power to enjoy life free from disease and sickness. Can I hear an amen? My body is a testimony of divine healing. My body is a testimony of divine healing. I am full of light. I'm full of life and divine radiance. The life of God saturates every inch of my body. I live long. I live strong. I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. I live long. I live strong. And I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for feeling us. Thank you that we come to the filling station, the boot camp, the oasis, the rivers of living water. Those rivers of living water is the ones that flow in us, Father, in our spirit, man. Don't delay in being in my presence. Come into my presence anytime, 24/7. I am right there. I live in you, and I abide in you. My word abides in you. I am the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in you and keeps you healthy, keeps you whole. My word is medicine unto all your flesh. It is health. It is wholeness in you. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. For the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. The resurrection power of God lives and dwells in you 24/7. 24/7. So don't say, I'm alone. I don't have anybody. Yes, you do. The greater one is in you. There's no greater love than Jesus that laid down his life for a friend, for us. So always know that you're never alone. You're surrounded by angels. You're surrounded by his presence. His presence is in you and all around you. You're never alone. God loves us so much. He gave us the greatest gift. And that's Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a powerful name. What a majestic name. What a beautiful name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus on our lips. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming to hear the Word of God. All of you that come every week, every Wednesday, I know you're hungry, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you. May God bless you. May God lead you. Always know that he loves you, and you're never alone. How much he loved us that he gave us the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, that we can have heaven on earth, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And guess what? Jesus brought heaven down to us. He walked and dwelt among us. And so what heaven has, we can have. And don't ever think that you have to be sick, you have to be poor, you have to be lonely, that you don't have provision or protection. No. What heaven has is yours. You call it sickness. It's in heaven, so we don't have to be sick here. There's no poverty in heaven, so we don't have to be poor. We have the fullness of God. We have everything, everything that we would ever need, because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And that person that's been having trouble on their left shoulder by their heart, I say, be healed and be made whole by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Wholeness and healing belongs to you. So in the name of Jesus, just lay your hand on your left side, by your shoulder, by your heart, and say, be healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for that one that is healed on the right knee that's been giving it pain and inflammation and soreness. We call that knee healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed and be made whole. No more pain. We command the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles right now, bones, be healed and be made whole and be strengthened by the power of the name of Jesus, the eternal living word that abides in you forever. Amen. Amen. Next week, next Wednesday, Brother Andrew will be with you. We love you. Have a blessed day and evening in Jesus' name. Amen.